Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey kids, you're going to like this one. 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Be the ninth caller. Yes, the ninth caller right now at 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092 to win a pair of tickets to see Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age, August 10th, Huntington Bank Field. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. It's all from Live Nation and 92.3 The Fan. Again, ninth caller, 216-474-0092. Man, it's a good old-fashioned call-in-to-get-ticket deal. All right, I love it. Okay.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network will be joining us momentarily. And Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1 o'clock. You know, our last caller was yelling at me about, well, what do you see about Dylan Gabriel, blah, 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 blah. If you haven't listened to the show today, you probably shouldn't call and say, what are you seeing about Dylan Gabriel? Because I haven't said I'm seeing anything.
No, I didn't hear you say
anything.
It
makes me
either.
Think that he's going to be a great starting quarterback in the league. Mm. But my point, and I agree with Scott Petrak, it's four games. I think it's unfair to bury a kid on four NFL games.
I don't disagree with that either.
Now, that said, does he look like he's going to be a great quarterback? Well, no, but it's four games. Let's go to the fan hotline. Tyvus Powell joins us. Tyvus has played with many quarterbacks. He's defended many quarterbacks. And he has Andy's back and my back on our Browns Radio Network shows. Tyvus, good afternoon to you, sir.
Titus, it's always a pleasure to have you on this show.
You know what? I didn't have to hear that yesterday. I guess even Dick from Dayton couldn't be positive yesterday. So,
I think, well, someone called you another name last week, too. What was the other
Tavis.
Name? Tavis. You were called Tavis, too.
Yeah, well, like I said, I blame my mother.
So, what is there anything that went well on the offensive side of the ball yesterday? Other than one run by Malachi Corley.
I was about to say, Malachi Corley had a 31-yard explosive play. I mean, did something go well? Yeah, I mean, you see David Njoku and Harold Fanning both scored a touchdown. I thought the ball that he threw to David Njoku was a good ball. In between traffic, was able to score that touchdown, and David Njoku made a good play. I thought that the play that they drew up for Harold Fanning was a really good play. He schemed him kind of wide open on that one, so it was some. It was those are the two positive things. Obviously, it's a bunch of negative, but you know, it's you can tell, and we knew this. Everybody knew this going into the season. This season to me was tested. We're gonna find out how good Kevin Stefanski is as a play caller because he has no pieces. And the pieces that he does have is very young. And the question is, how would he be able to get these guys to be successful with these young and maybe not the most talented group? And so far, it's even failing at that because we can't score. But again, it's a tough ask because of the fact that he didn't have any talent to begin with. So I'm not being a Kevin Stefanski apologist, but I think we also can be all real and say, like, he don't have a lot to work with here either.
Oh, man. I just
hard to argue with that.
You know, Tyvus, we talked about this yesterday, the golden opportunity they had if they could have pulled off a win yesterday, and it played out in the AFC North. I mean, Pittsburgh ends up losing, Cincinnati lost, and Baltimore is the only team that ends up gaining ground. I think the thing that's even more frustrating than anything else, they were coming off the Miami win for whatever you think Miami is, right? And yesterday was just one of those days, just go grab it, and they didn't. And they just got outmanned, outplayed on so many fronts yesterday.
Yeah, but the Patriots is a really good team.
Yeah, they are.
And Miami is not. And, you know, they were a little more dysfunctional. Obviously, Miami went out and handled business yesterday against whoever they was playing. I think the Falcons.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that. Yeah, they got there is that. But, like, we can't, like, first of all, we struggled with the Patriots for years. We haven't beat the Patriots in a very long time. And even in the situation where we were up, a lot of people still weren't confident. Going into halftime, like, a lot of people weren't confident. Like, they figured, like, all right, the Browns is playing well. It's there. But in those moments, we've only seen them actually come out on the other side of there once, and that was the Packers game, which, by the way, you know, we the Packers' only loss. I realized that yesterday.
Go figure.
I realized that, like, wow, we the only team that beat the Packers. But anyways, like, I just think that they – right now, they're not winners. They don't know how to win the games right now. And even in situations when it's close, it just you can't really trust them right now because they just haven't done it enough. And that's one of the things that we got to get better at. We got to fix that situation because it's been like a couple of games this year that's been kind of coin flips, and they've had a chance to win, and they just actually did the opposite and found a way to lose. And that's kind of what happened in that third quarter. It just got away from them.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. Tyvus, help me with this one. Because I don't know the answer to it. Maybe you do. When you throw...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Only two passes that connect with your wide receivers in a game. And it was only 9 targets and 2 of 9. And the only wide receiver to catch a pass was Jamari Thrash. Who's that on? Is that on the coaches? Is it on the quarterback? Is it on the offensive line? Is it on the wide receiver? Or is it a combination of everything?
It's a combination of everything. Obviously, you know, you need the offensive line to protect. But when the ball is thrown, good, bad, or indifferent, unless that ball skips off the ground, if it's a catchable ball, those receivers got to catch that ball. That's literally what you're in the NFL to do. That's what you get paid to do is catch the football. And if it's in the radius, if it's in your catch radius, you got to find a way to come down with it. And, you know, the great ones make those tough plays. That's what makes them great. And Right now, we just don't have that. We don't have that guy that can go up and make that great play. I talked about the offense. I talked about the fact that the offense spark plug is Quinshon Judkins. I think all fans can agree that Quinshon has been the only guy on that offense that's got you fired up. Like, yeah, let's go. He make a play. He get up chirping. It's like, let's go. And he sparks everything. Well, the Patriots knew that too. And the Patriots did an amazing job taking him out of the game. I think they knocked him out of the game in the third quarter, you know. And without him, who steps up? And we didn't get that question answered. We had nobody step up in his absence. And that's why the game turned out to be the way it was. You go into the halftime 7-10, or 7-9, what was it, 7-9, 7-10, 7-9. And if somebody comes out of halftime and they open that drive and they make a big play, the momentum is your way. You know, they say that the most important 8 minutes of football is the final 4 minutes in the second quarter and the first 4 minutes in the third quarter. It just dictates the entire game. And we did not do a great job of that. You think about that. Just think about those 8 minutes in the game yesterday. The Patriots went down. You were up 6-7. The Patriots go down in two plays, kicks a field goal. And then they come out, boom, they score. Like, just in those 8 minutes that I just told you about, it was the Patriots dominated that.
Where do you pick up the pieces here? I mean, obviously it's going to be 2 weeks of people complaining and moaning and saying that we need to change quarterbacks, that we need a new head coach, the front office has got to go. By the way, you're going to be right up against 2 weeks. No, you'll have the trade deadline in the middle of this. I mean, there are a lot of things that are going to cause a lot of talk about this team. How do you survive and what do you look like when you come back on the other side of this?
Well, this week everybody needs to just get away from football. You got to get away from football and just clear your mind of it all. Not the players, not the coaches. They need to continue to work. The players, they need to just hit the reset button and get away for a little bit. Figure out, you know, why they do this, find their motivation and all of those things, you know. And then when they come back, you know, hopefully they refresh. And then it's all about just keeping your head down and just focusing on the 1 week. You can't look at what's going on in the division. You can't look at what's going on in the conference. It's just about being the best version of yourself. That's all you should care about. I'm trying to be the best player on Sunday, and whatever it takes for me to be that, that's what you need. And I think that's the only way that they can look at it from a player standpoint. From a front office standpoint, they need to be evaluating where, if they can make a trade, if there's a guy that's available that can come in and help right away, if we moving off of a guy, are we, you know, it's a bunch of question marks with the offensive line. Are we ready to move to a young guy? Are we going to pay Alex Wright because he's got trade value? If not, then we probably need to trade him. David Njoku, if we're going to keep him, or are we going to trade him? Like, those are they need to have those tough decisions. And can the team function without those guys? And then as far as the Kevin goes with the quarterback situation, listen, we got to, as a fan base, we got to realize this. They took Dillon Gabriel in the third round. They identified him as the second best quarterback in this draft, in my personal opinion. If that's the case, they're going to exhaust all options before they move on from him. They're going to give him every chance possible to make sure that he is the guy. Because once you move on, like, it ain't no coming back. Like, that's when 12 go in the game, that's it. Either 12 going to work or we got to go get a whole new quarterback, period. So they're going to make sure they take their time and make sure they get that right.
What have you thought of Dillon so far in 4 games?
Dillon has not done anything to impress me yet. I'm still waiting for him to make that play, that pass, have that game. And I haven't seen it yet. All I've seen is a guy that's, you know, is a good game manager. And if you drafted him to be a backup quarterback, he'd be perfect for that. That's exactly what he's playing like. I'm hoping that things get better against the Jets. But he hasn't given me any reason to believe that they will be.
If you're Miles and you've got that great contract sitting in front of you, and you probably could get that great contract from somebody else, are you going to the Browns and going, hey, man, just trade me. Just trade me. I'll give you back the guaranteed money. I'll pick that up on the other end. Just trade me, because I don't want to be here anymore. You think he's doing that?
Oh, Oh, no. You think I'm about to leave guaranteed money? No.
If he knew he was going to get the guaranteed money somewhere else and said, get me out of here.
I mean, I wouldn't blame him if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's
me.
What I'm asking.
I wouldn't blame him for that. I think that he, obviously, he said as much. That was what the whole trade me requesting the offseason was. Now, he should have stuck it through, but he probably wouldn't have gotten to where he wanted to go. I mean, he has all the power. He can absolutely decline a trade, or, you know, they come up with somebody want to trade for him, but he has to sign off on it and things like that. So he got all that power, but I don't know. I don't know. What's important to him is the thing. Like, because I'm pretty sure he wants to make it work here. You know, and obviously losing is very frustrating. He said he don't want to be like a Joe Thomas, or that, you know, spend his whole career and never really have a ton of success. And right now, that's where things is headed towards. So, I mean, it depends on what the other team look like. But if you talk about leaving guaranteed money on there, no, I'm not doing that.
Tyvus, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tyvus.
I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Y'all enjoy the bye week.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.